an issue that is coming to the fore and is an issue for learner drivers is the issue of the test that will have to happen and test that will be happening when it comes to ending the process whereby learner drivers can continue on and get their provisionals renewed and renewed and renewed ad nauseam. That is coming. The other side of that story, of course, is that the number of fines issued to learner drivers in Kerry has dropped over a 12-month period. Garda figures obtained by Fianna Fáil councillor Tommy Cahill showed that there has been a reduction in fixed charges issued to learner drivers. At the end of June, the number of fines issued to learner drivers in Kerry for driving unaccompanied has dropped by almost 30%. It's a quarter and quarter reduction of 16%. And the number of vehicles detained from unaccompanied learner drivers in the county has halved in the 12 months to the end of June. With me in the line to talk about this is Tommy Cahill. Tommy, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry, and good morning to your listeners.
We'll talk about the new rules in a moment, but why are we seeing the number of cars being taken, the number of fines dropping by such a big amount? Is everyone behaving better or something?
I believe, Jerry, these figures show that awareness campaigns, driver education and Garda enforcement, I suppose, of the road traffic laws are having a real impact. Fewer unaccompanied learners and better compliance with L-plate requirements are signs of progress. And the Garda Roads Policing Unit in Kerry deserves real credit, I suppose, for their consistent enforcement and public engagement. I suppose in terms of that, as you mentioned, Jerry, there's a 30% drop in Kerry alone between quarter two in 2024 and quarter two in 2025. There was a 19.6% drop in the southern region, which is made up of Clare, Tipperary, Cork City, County, and Limerick. So, look, these are very positive statistics. I think the main thing here, Jerry, is, you know, the Garda policing unit are out there making sure that people are complying with these rules. And I think, you know, with these, I suppose, with their presence on the roads, it is deterring learner drivers from, you know, taking that chance. And I suppose, look, we have to think of our learner drivers too, Jerry. I was a learner driver once upon a time. And I suppose in a rural county like Kerry, our car is essential for work, college or training. But I suppose the key thing here is, you know, making sure our drivers are properly trained and ready for the roads is good for everyone's safety. And look, I suppose as a public representative, my first responsibility is public safety. And I have been looking at public safety, I suppose, more critically in recent times. I also had a motion in relation to offering life buoys to, private landowners where their lands are adjacent to waterways. Because if a motion like that saves one life, or if the new legislation coming in saves one life, Jerry, It is more than worth it. Like, you can't put, like, a life is immeasurable. You can't put a price on, you know, saving one's life. So I think these figures are very positive, and I welcome them warmly.
Would you welcome as well then the changes that are coming in that have been announced just last week? These are coming in from the 1st of November next year, and that learner drivers will need to have taken a driving test within the previous 2 years to renew a third or a fourth learner permit. These are people who are on permanent provisional licences, a fourth permit valid for 1 year only, and after 7 years or four permits, a learner wishing to continue must restart the learning to drive process, including the theory test, lessons and the driving test.
Yes, well, I suppose we kind of have to take a step back, you know, see what is the objective here, what is the purpose. And I suppose the purpose of these, I suppose, new regulations, Jerry, is to encourage learners to become fully qualified drivers. It is vital, you know, that learner drivers complete the learning process and are discouraged from holding learner permits without ever taking a driving test. And I suppose the end goal here is, you know, reducing the number of road deaths and serious injuries by 50% by 2030, which is working towards, I suppose, the ultimate goal of Vision Zero, no road deaths or serious injuries by 2050. So look, Minister Kenny has been working closely with the Road Safety Authority to reform the driving test process, and I suppose to make it more efficient. And look, he obviously has signed legislation requiring learner drivers to sit the driving test within the first 4 years. You know, so
we've got 1,600 of them or so with a third or subsequent permit in Kerry. So from 1st of November next year, they're going to have to. They might as well start now, I guess, is the message to get the test done, to get off the permits, because they'll be forced to do it this time next year.
Absolutely, Jerry. And look, I suppose I just want to look at maybe one other statistic. You know, in a review of the fatalities in 2024, there was 172 fatalities on Irish roads. That was down 8 from 2023. But over a third of those fatalities were aged 25 years or less. You know, so like, I was a learner driver once upon a time, Jerry, and I had a pretty bad accident. You know, so I suppose. We don't. If you compare it to another profession, you know, a medical student, would you leave a medical student go in, you know, and do, you know, I suppose complete a serious surgery without a consultant or, you know, a fully qualified doctor by their side? I don't think you would. But like, I suppose we do have to think about our younger drivers in terms of. You know, I suppose driving test times are far too long. I actually checked with the CSO there on Thursday or Friday, and like the waiting time for a driving test in Tralee is 11 weeks and 12 weeks in Killarney. Obviously, that has come down from I think it was about 30 weeks once upon a time. I think around last March actually. So look, that's moving in the right direction. Obviously, there are a lot of costs involved for young drivers as well. You know, lessons can vary between 400 to 600 euro. Then you have, of course, high car insurance, which I actually raised with Minister Robert Troy there recently on his visit to Kerry. You know, you also have the cost of the test, €85, which can rise to 120 as well, I suppose, if you're completing it for another category. Then you have car tax, higher diesel costs. So I think the government actually, you know, they have to bring in some initiative to help our younger drivers, our learner drivers, you know, to, I suppose, you know, help them through the process of becoming a fully qualified driver. You know, they can, it's fine bringing this legislation in, but can we actually help those, you know, younger people that, you know, are maybe in college and have other costs?
Help them financially to encourage them to take their test.
I think we need to look at it, Jerry, because, like, we need to put some initiative. Like, it is pretty expensive, you know, for younger drivers to be doing, as I mentioned, like, you know, 400 to 600 euro for lessons alone. You obviously, you know, as I mentioned, the insurance. I do think we have to look at some initiative there to assist them with, you know, becoming fully qualified drivers. That would be my thought on it, Jerry.
Tell me this finally, Tommy, on a separate issue, there's a 6.5 million euro funding for the Killorgland realm plan, public realm plan. I know the plans are available for consultation. 27th of November is the deadline for that. They can be made through the council portal, consultation portal online. This is a plan that will change things. It'll renovate things in Killorgland town. But are these plans dividing opinion?
Look, Jerry, I attended the public realm information day, and, you know, Kerry County Council had their team headed up by David Doyle, and, you know, it was a long day for those people, but, you know, it was actually very well attended. I think the final figure was close to 200 people, you know, so I suppose if I take the presentation, that's when I was there at 6 p.m, and that was very well attended also. I suppose the room was split, Jerry, like, you know, and there's a lot of different aspects to, I suppose, dissect here and look at. Look, I said on the night, I said, what I see here tonight is people that care deeply about Killorgland town. And I said, whatever side you are on, whether you're totally for it, you totally oppose it, or you're somewhere in the middle, I said, now is your time to make your submission and to have your say on the future
have
of
your
Culloden
say
Town.
Because it's going to be big changes and alteration to the square along Main Street, a vastly bigger public space with street furniture, trees, modern lighting, the repurposing of the derelict courthouse as a cultural heritage centre, reuse of vacant buildings as multifunctional hubs for tourism, education, training and co-working. There's going to be changes to the split at the top of Main Street as well, I think, is going to be consolidated into a single lane to allow the creation of a pedestrian area, and two controlled crossings and also uncontrolled crossings are proposed, and there's going to be an art feature in the square. So there's a lot going on with the plan.
There is, and if look, I'll just mention some of the issues that are coming up. I know, like there's going to be 26 parking spaces in the middle of, I suppose, the town, taken away. So I know parking is a huge concern for people locally, especially I suppose for our elderly residents. You know, that might pop into the chemist or a you know the toy shop or wherever like they're going.
Yeah.
I suppose one of the biggest issues, even though it's public realm, Jerry, we have to mention this, it's not a traffic congestion, but I suppose the traffic congestion in Culloden Town is a serious concern, not only for people in Culloden Town, but for people that, you know, bypass through the town as well. And I suppose I submitted a motion there a couple of weeks ago, you know, while we wait for a bypass in Culloden Town, what proposals are the council going to take, you know, to improve traffic congestion? And I suppose in the response to that, you know, they were speaking about minor proposals about Lower Bridge Street and whatnot, but they said the only thing that will seriously improve traffic in Culloden Town is a bypass. And I don't think we're actually at the figures that the Department of Infrastructure, you know, you need to meet
require
a certain number of vehicles. I know there's 14,000 vehicles passing Long Bridge daily. You know, so look, I suppose the other thing there, Jerry, is we need to make sure whatever, you know, comes of the public realm, that it does not impact negatively on businesses within the town. And I think that's a key aspect of it as well. So I would be urging Kerry County Council to do everything possible to ensure that it doesn't.
Okay, all right. Councillor Tommy Cal, we're going to leave it there. That's Fianna Fáil's Councillor Tommy Cal talking about those two separate issues, the learner driver situation and also the Culloden Realm public plans, which are available for consultation now. You can have your say. You can check them out. You can check them out on Kerry County Council's website and go to the consultation portal. Have your say by the 27th of November.